O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Make me to know your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. Verses from Psalm 72. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Give the King your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the Son of a King. Then shall he judge your people righteously, and your poor with justice. May the mountains bring forth peace, and the little hills righteousness for the people. May he defend the poor among the people. Deliver the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. May he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like the showers that water the earth. In his time shall righteousness flourish, and abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. May his dominion extend from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let us pray. May your kingdom come, O God, with deliverance for the needy, with peace for the righteous, with overflowing blessing for all nations, with glory, honor, and praise for Christ, the only Saviour. Amen.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?"
Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to God the Father, who has reconciled all things to himself in Christ. For peace among the nations, that God may rid the world of violence and let peoples grow in justice and harmony. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who serve in public office, that they may work for the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Christian people everywhere, that we may joyfully proclaim and live our faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who suffer from hunger, sickness, or loneliness, that the presence of Christ may bring them health and wholeness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. O Lord our God, grant us grace to desire you with our whole heart, that so desiring we may seek and find you, and so finding may love you, and so loving may hate those sins from which you have delivered us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God grant to the world justice, truth, and peace. Amen.